River Country, Keith speaking.
Hopper.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I look outside at a blanket of white nonsense, and I think,
it is winter, even though the calendar doesn't say it.
That is correct. Technically, it's not winter until the 22nd, 23rd of December or so.
But, you know, it's already the 15th of November, and everybody is starting to think about Christmas at this particular point.
Yeah, Christmas. You know how I feel about Christmas.
What's with the bah humbug?
I'm not a fan. I like New Year's.
Okay.
I'll take that winter holiday.
All right. Well, what about the light up that's happening in High Prairie on the 29th?
Yes, now that's fun. Usually there's a parade, and then, you know, the lights, and they light up the planet. It's awesome. That part's cool.
Come on, I had to brighten up your day somehow.
Yeah, just turn on the light.
Exactly. Flip the switch.
Yeah, that's right. Now, before this gets any worse, let's just jump into what's going on this week.
Crazy James, what is going on in High Prairie and area?
Well, today being Friday, of course, there's prayer shawl knitting over at St. Mark's Church. That's the Anglican Church. It starts at 10 this morning, a couple hours from now. Also, over at the Children's Resource Center, there's free play. That starts at 10 as well. And tonight, over at St. Andrew's School, the High Prairie Quilt Guild is meeting at 7. For those of you who may not know, making a quilt is not just a 20-minute or a half hour or even an afternoon project. These things take some time. There's a lot of effort and love put into these quilts. And I know the Quilt Guild, when they put on their show, it is amazing. So if you are looking to get some quilting supplies or tips or things like that, all these things can be, you can exchange ideas and whatnot at this Quilt Guild meeting tonight over at St. Andrew's.
Even just getting a quilt, right?
Well, I mean, these are the ladies that make them, and they sell them more at when they do their show.
Ah, okay.
But you know what? It's a great batch of ladies that do this, and it's always a wonderful, the show that they put on is wonderful, and the quilts that they make are amazing. So, yes, so that's what's happening there. Tomorrow, Saturday, the Jamboree out at the Triangle Hall. That's from 7 until 11. And then Sunday at 4:30, we are going to have some hockey, some junior A hockey here in town. The High Prairie Red Wings are going to be taking on their hopefully soon-to-be arch rivals, Slave Lake Ice Dogs. Went last week to the game. Pretty competitive hockey, a lot of fun. So check that out, folks. Over at the Sports Palace, puck drops at 4:30 on Sunday. Monday, we've got Play and Learn over at the Children's Resource Center. That starts at 1. And then the High Prairie Community Band is going to be meeting over at the Prairie River Junior High Band Room between 6 and 7:15. You know, they were over at the Remembrance Day service this week, and they do a wonderful job.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's really great, and if you play the trumpet, they need a trumpet player, because at the service, the Legion president, Don Abbott, was saying to them, he said, next year you're going to have a trumpet player, right? So if you play the trumpet, or if you played the trumpet, go join the community band and practice up. You've got a whole year to get Last Post and Reveille and all those things that they play at Remembrance Day. And it'll make Don Abbott's day. Tuesday, we've got another session of free play over at the Children's Resource Center between 1 and 3. And also on Wednesday, we've got free play from 10 until noon. Now, folks, I know, why does he keep talking about the Children's Resource Center? Because people don't know about it, it seems. Or they know it's there, they don't understand what it is. Trust me, folks, if you've got a small child, especially if you're a new parent, you need the Children's Resource Center. It's been there for, oh boy, I think 25 years, Lindsay said.
Oh,
the other, yeah, it's 25 years, because it It was there when the firstborn was born, and she's older than I want to admit that I don't want to admit that I'm that old. But for whatever reason, I wasn't aware of it. And it wasn't until after that I became aware of it and realized, oh my goodness, this would have been such a help. Now, even if maybe it's not your first rodeo, maybe it's your second or third kid, and you're like, oh, I know how to do this, you probably do. But getting some help is never a bad thing, and it's a great organization. So yes, check out the Children's Resource Center. It's next to the Legion here in town. Boy, moving on. We're going to go to the library on Wednesday as well. It's story time for the little ones 3 to 5. That goes from 10:30 until 11. And then, of course, on Wednesday, we've got High Prairie's Farmer's Market from Marigold. That goes from 1 until 6. And the Golden Age Club is also meeting on Wednesday over at their center at 1:30. And then we're going to bounce all the way over to Thursday. And the Chamber of Commerce is meeting next Thursday at noon over at Amaro's in the back room. So if you're interested in helping out the Chamber of Commerce, that's the place to go. And then the High Prairie Museum Board is going to be meeting at the museum next Thursday as well. That starts at 6:45. And that's what we got going on this week, Hopper.
Sounds busy in anticipation of the Christmas season, eh?
Yeah, Christmas is coming.
I know
you're every year.
I know you just said not a few minutes ago that you're not a fan of Christmas, but hey, it's Christmas. Come on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, James.
All right, well,
thank you very much.
Talk to you next week.